Good morning again, TGP Wardville. I am planning to do these devotionals at least for the next few days. Again, these are just a means, hopefully, of getting us in the Word and praying and going through some sort of plan together and just being in contact. I know that this is not the same as if we were able to sit down for coffee, but I just pray that these are encouraging to you. And I've decided, at least for my part, what I'm going to do. And I'm thinking about bringing some other folks in on this. Like I said, hopefully last week, Kevin did one, and I'm hoping that a couple of, or at least one of our other elders will do one. And I think Alex had talked about doing one of these. And so, I think this would be a really great way for us to interact. And so I would love, for you to, as we read, for you to leave comments, or as you listen to these, to leave a couple of comments. And I'm going to try to make them, between 5 and 10 minutes every day so that it's not this like really drawn out thing. But what I've decided to do is I counted up the number of chapters and, we could read Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians, a chapter a day for 20 days, which is at least as long as this is going to be. And so I think, gosh, how encouraging might that be for us to just read 4 books of the Bible instead of just, kind of flopping back and forth between Old Testament and New Testament, just pieces of books here and there. I thought, let's just move in the order of Scripture through books of the Bible, just kind of like the way that we preach, because this is the order that God gave it to us in. And so what I'm going to do right now is I am going to begin reading Galatians chapter 1. And if you're wondering, yes, I am working at home today. And funny enough, I am actually in my bathroom. What you're seeing behind me is above my bathtub. Yeah, so it's just the best, one of the best lit rooms in the house. And so I just like a lot of light. And there's a lot of mess around me that you're not seeing right now. But yeah, let's jump in. Galatians chapter 1. Tomorrow will be Galatians 2. Wednesday will be Galatians 3. Thursday will be Galatians 4 and 5 and 6, and then into Ephesians, just a chapter a day. So, the book of Galatians chapter 1 says, "Paul, an apostle, not from men nor through man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers who are with me, to the churches of Galatia. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to deliver us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people, so extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. But when he who had set me apart before I was born, and who called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me in order that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult with anyone, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. But I went away into Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to visit Cephas, and remained with him 15 days. But I saw none of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. And what I am writing to you before God, I do not lie. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was still unknown in person to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They were only hearing it said, He who used to persecute us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they glorified God because of me. So there's so many good things about this. One of the things I think about is, Paul took advantage of the technologies of the day. So when he was unable to be in person with all of the churches, what did he do? He sent them letters. And so I just feel like, this is not ideal, but in a time when we have to be separated, we're taking advantage of what is available to us to do our best to encourage each other and still build each other up. And so I just love that. The second thing is in verse 10. He says, am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. And so it seems like, Paul kind of sets these two in opposition to one another. You can seek to please man, and you can believe and preach man's gospel, or you can seek to please Christ, and you can preach his gospel that the church has received, and that is proclaimed in the Word of God. And I think about man's gospel, in general, man's gospel, however we want to talk about what the goal of that gospel is, whether, in Buddhism it's this idea of enlightenment, or in Hinduism it's the idea of release from this cycle of reincarnation. But man's gospel fundamentally is a gospel of salvation by works. Like that is, if we had to invent a good news, the good news that man can invent is you are your own savior and you must do what is necessary to get yourself to where you want to go. You are good enough. You just need more education. You just need to do better. You need to be better. You need to actualize yourself, but all of it, when you boil it down, all of it is a salvation by works. But the gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel of salvation by grace, wherein God has done everything that is necessary for our salvation. And what's great is Paul is about to lay out in the book of Galatians a defense of this gospel, and he's going to put it at odds with the gospel of man, which is a salvation by works. It seems like, and you'll see this throughout the book, it seems like there are people who want to add a set of works to the gospel. So they're saying things like, look, if you really want to be saved, you need to be circumcised. And so like they're going into these regions where there have been Gentiles who have received the gospel, and they say, you need to keep the dietary laws, and you need to be circumcised if you really want to be saved. And Paul is going to say, absolutely not. That's actually man's gospel, and there's no salvation in that. He says, I'm astonished, verse 6, that you're so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. There's not really a different gospel, but there are some who want to distort the true gospel. And then I just love how he talks about how God set Paul apart before he was born, and he called him by his grace. He revealed his son to him so that he might preach him among the Gentiles. And then this idea that he received this gospel directly from Christ, and that he has passed it along. And so what Paul received from Christ, the church has received from Paul. And so he's saying, the gospel that you received is directly from Jesus, such that even if an angel came from heaven to preach a different gospel, that angel should be accursed like the demons and like Satan. So anyway, that's all I'll say right now. But just be encouraged by that today, that the gospel that we believe, that we preach Sunday in and Sunday out, is the gospel that we have received and the gospel that is present in the Bible, and we don't want to add any sort of works to it. And we just want to live freely in the grace of God. So let's spend a few minutes praying now. Father, I thank you so much for the day that you've given to us, Lord, another day that you've woken us up and that you've given us graciously to live on your good world. And yet we know that the world is broken, and the fact that we're all having to self-quarantine and isolate and be apart from one another, God, this is evidence of the brokenness of the world and the need that we still have for ultimate final redemption. And so, Jesus, we know that when you return, you're going to set everything right, and that we won't be feeling the effects of the fall anymore, either in ourselves or in the world around us, but that you will be with us, and we will be with you, and you will be our God, and we will be your people. And Jesus, we long for that day when all will be right, and that your joy will be all that remains for us, that we anticipate greater joy with each passing moment in heaven than the one before it. And Lord, I pray that you would protect human lives, that you would work to preserve people, that you would turn the course of this pandemic backwards, Lord, that you'd help it to work backwards now, and that the cases would diminish and not grow, and Lord, the people that get sick would be well and would be healed. God, we ask, we cry out for your mercy, Lord, that this would not explode exponentially, but that it would begin to taper off. God, you can work miracles, and we turn to you and ask this in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would strengthen and establish your people, establish our church, strengthen our hearts by faith, by your grace, and help us not to desert the gospel of Christ, but to believe the grace of God for our salvation, for our sanctification, and for our ultimate redemption. Because we know that the way that you're going to bring all of this about is just through your sheer grace. And so help us believe and treasure that grace. Jesus, I pray that you'd be magnified in our sight this day, and that our homes, that our jobs, that everything that we are and all that we do would point to the goodness of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your people. Please protect us, not just from this virus, but from all manner of spiritual attacks and assaults. Lord, I know that isolation and loneliness can give way to all manner of sin. And God, I just pray that you'd forbid that, that your spirit would give us a sense of connectedness and love for one another, and that you'd increase our longing to be together again. Jesus, you are good. We love you, and we thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for your word and how it challenges us and helps us and builds us up. Spirit, have your way in us this day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Love y'all.